When I awaked, it was just daylight. I attempted to rise, but was not able to stir, for as I happened to lie on my back, I found my arms and legs were strongly fastened on each side to the ground, and my hair, which was long and thick, tied down in the same manner. I likewise felt several slender ligatures across my body, from my armpits to my thighs. I could only look upwards. The sun began to grow hot, and the light offended my eyes. I heard a confused noise about me, but, in the posture I lay, could see nothing except the sky. In a little time, I felt something alive moving on my left leg, which, advancing gently forward over my breast, came almost up to my chin. When bending my eyes downward, as much as I could, I perceived it to be a human creature, not 6 inches high, with a bow and arrow in his hands and a quiver at his back. In the meantime, I felt at least 40 more of the same kind, as I conjectured, following the first. I was in the utmost astonishment, and roared so loud that they all ran back in a fright. And some of them, as I was afterwards told, were hurt with the falls they got by leaping from my sides upon the ground. Now, in the midst of these intestine disquiets, we are threatened with an invasion from the island of Blefusco, which is the other great empire of the universe, almost as large and powerful as this of His Majesty. For as to what we have heard you affirm, that there are other kingdoms and states in the world, inhabited by human creatures as large as yourself, our philosophers are in much doubt, and would rather conjecture that you dropped from the moon, or one of the stars, because it is certain that 100 mortals of your bulk world would in a short time destroy all the fruits and cattle of His Majesty's dominions. Besides, our historians of 6,000 moons make no mention of any other regions than the two great empires of Lilliput and Blefuscu, which two mighty powers have, as I was going to tell you, been engaged in a most obstinate war for 36 moons past. It began upon the following occasion. It is allowed on all hands that the primitive way of breaking eggs before we eat them was upon the larger end, but His present Majesty's grandfather, while he was a boy, going to eat an egg and breaking it according to the ancient practice, happened to cut one of his fingers. Whereupon the emperor, his father, published an edict, commanding all his subjects, upon great penalties, to break the smaller end of their eggs. The people so highly resented this law that our histories tell us there have been 6 rebellions raised on that account, wherein one emperor lost his life and then his crown. These civil commotions were constantly fomented by the monarchs of Blefuscu, and when they were quelled, the exiles always fled for refuge to that empire. It is computed that 11,000 persons have, at several times, suffered death, rather than submit to break their eggs at the smaller end. Many hundred large volumes have been published upon this controversy, but the books of the big Endians have been long forbidden, and the whole party rendered incapable by law of holding employments. During the course of these troubles, the emperors of Blefuscu did frequently expostulate by their ambassadors, accusing us of making a schism in religion by offending against a fundamental doctrine of our great prophet Lustrog in the 54th chapter of the Brundakral, which is their Alokuran. This, however, is thought to be a mere strain upon the text, for the words are these, that all true believers shall break their eggs at the convenient end, and which is the convenient end seems, in my humble opinion, to be left to every man's conscience, or at least in the power of the chief magistrate to determine. Now the big Indian exiles have found so much credit in the Emperor of Blefuscu's court and so much private assistance and encouragement from their party here at home that a bloody war hath been carried on between the two empires for 36 moons with various success, during which time we have lost 40 capital ships and a much greater number of smaller vessels, together with 30,000 of our best seamen and soldiers. And the damage received by the enemy is reckoned to be somewhat greater than ours. However, they have now equipped a numerous fleet and are just preparing to make a descent upon us and His Imperial Majesty, placing great confidence in your valor and strength, hath commanded me to lay this account of his affairs before you. I desire the secretary to present my humble duty to the emperor, and to let him know that I thought it would not become me, who is a foreigner, to interfere with parties, but I was ready, with the hazard of my life, to defend his person and state against all invaders.